30 a.m. WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Got about 2 minutes before pre-race ceremonies commence. Let's go down to Windy.
I'm downstairs with Josh Williams, where he just celebrated the birth of Edelyn, his daughter, with his wife, Trasia, yesterday. Now, interesting story for you, Josh Williams. You don't have a lot of laps here. Never have actually raced here. You missed practice and qualifying due to the birth of your daughter. How do you prepare for this race, not even having lap times?
The good part about it is I got great teammates, with Allmendinger and SVG. So they've helped me out quite a bit and doing some sim work. But I don't know. I like starting in the back and making a challenge. So we'll see how it works out.
And lacking sleep, right?
Yeah. I'm on 3 hours and 20 minutes right now.
All right. That's Josh Williams. He just landed this morning here in Austin, Texas, and he is getting ready to rock and roll with zero lap times, guys.
That's a big hill to climb.
Yeah, and again, he didn't run this race a year ago. He ran the other road course races on the Xfinity Series, but this is one of the ones he did not. It's the only race he didn't start last year.
Of course, Josh Williams racing for Colic Racing this year on the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Was a bit of a folk hero last year. Now, Mark, being presented a real opportunity to be competitive.
I hope, Doug, that he has a great year, because you always want to see a guy that's been kind of kicked around and racing in different pieces of equipment that may be not competitive get with a good team like Colic and put up some numbers. So, you know, I can't favor anybody, but I sure would cheer Josh Williams if he got some good runs in.
It's a great story.
If he's
successful and can get over this early season doldrum he's in and start finding his way toward the front, it would make for a really great story. We got big stories in this race today, as some of the fastest cars have been relegated to the back of the pack for unapproved adjustments, and that includes the pole sitter Kyle Larson, which means now Shane Van Gisbergen will inherit the pole position here today at the Circuit of the Americas, and that'll move Chandler Smith up to share the front row with him, because Ty Gibbs has also got to go to the back. All right, it's about time to go trackside here and get it all cranked up here in Austin, Texas at the Circuit of the Americas.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we ask that you please rise and remove your hats as you are able. Veterans, please render a hand salute as the Austin Travis County Emergency Medical Services Honor Guard presents our nation's colors. Here to offer today's invocation, please welcome the wife of NASCAR Xfinity Series driver Kyle Weatherman, Meg Weatherman.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day here in Austin, Texas. I pray for everybody that is here today. I pray that you will have your perfect will done in each and every one of their lives. I pray for every driver and team member. I pray that you will cover them and keep them safe today. And I pray above all that we will glorify you in all that we say and all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Here to perform our national anthem, please welcome Christian recording artist Peyton Keller.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight of the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting, and air came proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave over the land of the free and the home of the brave?
That puts the wraps on the pre-race show here at Circuit of the Americas. Coming up, the Focused Health 250.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
I'm what you might call very good at hide and seek. And since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, even in my super secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my favorite...
Ha! Found ya.
How?
You left to find my tablet on.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi on the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
By downloading the free PRN mobile app, you can listen to all of our live race broadcast anywhere. You'll also have easy access to all of our award-winning studio shows. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app.
From Circuit of the Americas, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a preferred customer of the Hometown Guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamsuperservice.com.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
It's year number four for the NASCAR Xfinity Series at Circuit of the Americas. And unlike the Cup Series, which has seen three different winners in the three previous years, the Xfinity Series saw Cup regular Kyle Busch in victory lane in 2021.
He can coast his way to the start-finish line, but he's still given everything he has as he approaches the final corner.
Kyle Busch has put on a clinic at COTA here today, as he will win handily and capture his 98th career Xfinity victory.
A year later, AJ Allmendinger carved his way through the turns to show the fans how it's done.
AJ Allmendinger, no pressure from behind here on the final lap.
AJ Allmendinger will win in dominant style as he shows the field who's the boss in the Pit Boss 250. AJ Allmendinger picks up his first win of the season as he captures the Pit Boss 250 here at Circuit of the Americas.
I wanted so bad. I was so hard on myself because I just felt like I didn't build a good enough setup for us. I worked my tail off. It wasn't easy to drive, but if I did it right, it had speed in it. So it's super important for me to show all the men and women here how much I love them and appreciate them.
Allmendinger returned to victory lane once again last season.
AJ Allmendinger now stretching it out to eight car lengths over William Byron, heading into turn number 19, the left-hander. He does not lock up the brakes.
AJ Allmendinger looks like he will cook up back-to-back victories here in the Pit Boss 250 at Circuit of the Americas. He leads William Byron by eight car lengths as they dash back to the checkered flag. AJ Allmendinger is a winner at COTA once again.
The first run was great. Just out there cruising, but with no stages, it really starts to mix up the strategy if you get a yellow at the wrong time or right time, depending on which side of it you're on. You got to race aggressive, and that's what we see.
It was Chandler Smith who scooped up the victory in Phoenix 2 weeks ago after Justin Allgaier's blown tire late in the race. And he'd like to build some momentum today in Austin.
I'm here to win. I'm in Joe Gibbs Racing Equipment. I've got everything at my disposal to win every single weekend.
From Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, it's the Focused Health 250. And every lap is right here on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
And as you heard in our feature there, this is a pretty good place for AJ Allmendinger to hang out. Two wins, his average finish here in three races, 1.3. And Mark, I wouldn't take him off the favorites role here today.
Not at all. The other race that he didn't win, he was the runner-up. So, yeah, as you were talking about before, average finish 1.3. And, Doug, some of his toughest competition going to the back. A broken brake rotor for Kyle Larson puts him in the back. Electrical problems for Ty Gibbs. So they can still get up there and contend, but you don't want to give that kind of advantage to A.J. Allmendinger.
That's a big advantage for A.J. Allmendinger, and that's going to make it a lot tougher on Kyle Larson today and Ty Gibbs. I know they've got fast race cars, but it's going to take probably all of the first stage to make their way to the front. He's Mark Garrow. I'm Doug Rice. You'll meet the rest of our PRN crew shortly as we describe the action on this behemoth of a racetrack, 3.4 miles and 20 turns here at Circuit of the Americas as we get ready to see them do battle in the Focused Health 250 for 46 laps. Let's go trackside and get it all started.
Circuit of the Americas, this is the moment you have been waiting for. Are you ready to get the NASCAR Xfinity Series Focused Health 250 started? Here to give the command, the fire engines, is 10-time gold and platinum recording artist and Texas native, Cody Jinks. Take it away, Cody.
Drivers, start your engines.
The command has been given. Let's crank them up.
Now, the starting lineup presented by Hunt Brothers Pizza.
Starting 38th, Ryan Ellis in the Classic Collision Chevrolet. 37th belongs to R.C. Enerson, the Lucas Oil School of Racing Chevrolet. Blaine Perkins starts 36th in the AutoParkIt.com Ford. It's Haley Deegan. She'll roll out 35th in the Cody Jinks Change the Game Ford. Leland Honeyman starts in the 34th slot in the Austin Gambler Chevrolet. Patrick Gallagher starts 33rd in the Team JD Motorsports.com Chevrolet. 32nd to Kyle West. Weatherman and the My Radar Drive Smart Warranty TV.com Chevrolet. Brad Perez starts 31st in the White Sand and Clay Sendero Chevrolet.
Then 30th, it's Anthony Alfredo, the Dude Wipe Chevrolet, then the Finance Pros Plus Chevrolet for Brennan Poole, 29th. 28th, Ty Dillon, the Ollie's Good Stuff Cheap Chevrolet, the SIAPS Ford of Ryan Sieg will start 27th. 26th, Alex LeBay will take the green flag in a Toyota, then 25th, Austin Green, the three-dimensional .com Chevrolet. The Impel Union Chevrolet of Jeremy Clement starts 24th. 23rd, Josh Balicki, the Halford Mobile Services Chevrolet. Then it's the Russian driver Danny Kvyat starting 22nd in the GoTrack Chevrolet and 21st in the Golden Corral Chevy. It's Jeb Burton.
Row 10 starting 20th, John Hunter Nemechek in the Dial Toyota. Riley Herbst starts 19th in the Monster Energy Ford. Brandon Jones is the 18th starter in the Menard Chevrolet. 17th belongs to Parker Retzloff and the Bomarito.com Crest Chevrolet. Ed Jones starts 16th in the CRC Industries Toyota. Justin Allgaier is the 15th starter in the Brandt Rev 1 Energy Chevrolet. Jesse Love rolls out 14th in the Whelan Chevrolet. Sammy Smith starts 13th in the Pilot Flying J Chevrolet. The 12th starter is Parker Kligerman in the Spike Light Coolers Chevrolet. And it's Austin Hill starting 11th in the Bennett Transportation Chevrolet.
Now the top 10 for the Focused Health 250. Starting 10th, Sam Mayer, the Roto-Rooter Chevrolet. Daniel Hemric qualified 9th in the Alloy Employer Services Chevrolet. That was for Josh Williams. The new daddy has made it to the racetrack. Williams will take over that car and will now go to the back of the pack. Starting 8th today, Cole Custer, the Haas Automation Ford. Then it's the Friends of Jacqueline Foundation Toyota for Sheldon Creed in 7th. 6th, Sage Karam, the CRC Brake Lean Chevrolet. Then it's the Celsius Chevrolet for AJ Allmendinger in 5th. 4th on the grid in the Mobil 1 Toyota, it's Chandler Smith to his inside, Ty Gibbs in the He Gets Us Toyota. Now the front row on the outside, New Zealand driver Shane Van Gisbergen in the WeatherTech Chevrolet. And on the pole in the HendrickCars.com Chevrolet, Kyle Larson. It's his 7th career Xfinity Series pole, his first of 2024. And here at COTA, his speed 92.946 miles per hour.
And that's the starting lineup for the Focused Health 250 at Circuit of the Americas.
The starting lineup brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com or download the app to find your next pizza. We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Sarah wants a yard.
My own little paradise.
Brad, however, hates yard work.
The only thing I hate more than cutting the grass is paying someone to cut the grass.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Sarah and Brad found a great home with a yard. A very, very small yard.
Time to get it done. And I'm done.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
The engines have fired. The cars are starting to ease off pit road here at Circuit of the Americas, and we'll be underway very shortly in the Focused Health 250. From Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
I didn't hate the natural races playing out. I didn't hate a race that was 2 hours and 15 minutes for a change. I didn't hate that the best car at those two races won. We're not going to see a barn burner every single time we race.
Unfortunately, every race is just unpredictable. Some are going to have more cautions than others, whether you have restarts or not. I do, though, like the reset and having a pause point at the end of each stage.
The O'Reilly Auto Parts Pit Reporters on the Performance Racing Network.
There's no limit to the fun and excitement to be had at Texas Motor Speedway for a triple header weekend in 2024. All three NASCAR series will take to the track for a Texas-sized weekend of racing action. 2024 is going to be bigger and better than ever, with more camping fun for everyone, including an incredible camper shindig like only Texas can do. 3 days jam-packed with racing action and a no-limits experience you'll only get at Texas Motor Speedway.
All right, this feature may take a little longer than it normally does because this track is 3.4 miles and has 20 turns, and it is truly our state water heater's view from the turns, and covering the action up in turn one at the end of the front stretch is our Rob Albright.
And my view is a very entertaining one indeed. From the start-finish line to the top of the hill that crests in turn one, ends in turn number one, it's a very short distance, but the cars will traverse that distance at an 11% grade, ending up 13 stories higher than they began. Turn number one, from my position here on a platform at the end of the straightaway, looks innocent enough, but anything but innocent is what it is. It's a 120-degree left-hand turn. The drivers say that it almost feels off camber. That means it feels like it's banked opposite the direction that they'll be turning. They'll be turning left, 120 degrees. At the exit of turn number two, they'll begin a gentle downhill sweep to the right-hander, a 90-degree, just short of 90-degree, right-hand turn, and at that point, I'll drop the call to Atlanta, Georgia's own Doug Fireball Turnbull.
Hey, thank you, Rob. And it's a short shoot between turns two and three, right under a pedestrian bridge here, just after all the mayhem you see in turn one. They want to get single file for the beginning of the S's here. And the rumble strips begin in turn three to the left. The drivers arc that car to the right to go through turn four and up and down a small hill. Then they get into turn number five where they turn to the left again. I mentioned the rumble strips. This is the main part of the track where track limits are enforced. And if drivers get all four tires to the wrong side of those rumble strips, they get a pass-through penalty and lose a ton of time. They get through turn five and then swirl around into a tighter set of S's through turn six and then toward the big Texas flag at Toyota Bridge and into the eyes of a guy that just got done calling the pits for MRN. Now he's making his turn calling debut for PRN, the talented Alan Cavana.
And what a view to have. To my left, I am up in a big scissor lift. I am looking down at beautiful turn six where the teams will start entering a section that is busy but slow, but very technical. As you make your way uphill, you make a left-hand turn to turn seven and shoot uphill to turn eight. That has been throwing some dirt. A lot of drivers complaining about the inside of that corner. They'll have to get through there. Some S's up through turn nine right in front of me, and then down to my right as you approach turn 10 on a newly paved section of the hill heading downhill toward Nick Yeoman.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Alan, and that repave has made this part of the racetrack very, very fast. You mentioned turn number 10. It is a blind downhill left-hander where the drivers will reach speeds of upwards of 140 miles per hour. I'm looking down at the very tight turn number 11 here on the far northeast corner of the facility. It is a 90-degree corner, one of the slowest corners on the racetrack, but you've got to get it right because when you leave turn 11, you've got the 6/10 of a mile back straightaway where the driver's going to reach speeds of 165 miles per hour. Tomorrow, we'll see him up around 170 and 175. It is a long back straightaway. Great place to do a little drag racing and set up some passes. And the man that's going to describe those passes down in turn 12 is Pat Patterson.
All right, thanks very much. Happy race day, everybody. I get them when they're wide open and headed right down here into what I like to call the stadium part of the course. A lot of seats, a lot of bleachers here. They make a hard left-hand turn down here in turn number 12. They get up and they make another right-hander, a little quick dip back to the right, and then a hard left-hander, which shoots them out onto what will become turn number 16. I have two bridges to deal with over here in my area, and this is really kind of the boxing ring. If you want to pay somebody back, this is the place you're going slow enough to get into their bumper, let them know you're there, and maybe make a pass. We'll be your eyes and ears all afternoon in my little section of the racetrack, and then I'll hand them off to Lone Star Brad Gilley.
Well, thank you very much. Pat Patterson and I are actually on opposite ends of the 184-foot tower here at Circuit of the Americas. After the handoff from Pat Patterson, when they go underneath the Echo Park Automotive Bridge, it's actually a horseshoe. It is a 180-degree section that goes around this tower, but it's in three dogleg segments, 16, 17, and 18. This is a real iffy part of the racetrack for the drivers. The cars are real light through this section, and they'll be feathering the throttle. As they exit turn number 18, that's where we start to see a first patch of brand-new asphalt here at Circuit of the Americas. They'll finish that right-hander of turn number 18. They'll head straight down the hill toward turn number 19, which is more than a 90-degree left-hand corner. They're still on fresh new asphalt, but they usually jump the outside curbing of this. They go to the runoff area. There are a couple of fresh patches there as well before they start to head back up the hill. Another short shoot to the final left-hander, back into the eyes of Mark Garrow and the president of the Performance Racing Network, Doug Rice.
When they come out of turn 20, as Brad described, a tight left-hand turn, they will look up ahead, and the straightaway is almost 3/4 of a mile long, just over 7/10. They will, about halfway up this straightaway, you'll have the start-finish line, and it gradually makes its way uphill, but you get past the start-finish line, and boy, the cars go straight up then from that point to turn number one. From the bottom of turn 20 up to turn number one, 130 feet of elevation change. That is the view from the turns, brought to you by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you.
We'll turn the cars loose the next time by. Let's quickly get an update from Pit Road and let them pick who's going to win this event today. We'll start off with Heather DeBow.
Well, I'm going to go with the road course ringer, A.J. Allmendinger. He will get his 12th career win here in the Xfinity Series and his third in a row here at COTA.
All right. Thanks a lot, Heather. Wendy Venturini, what are you thinking about?
Well, when we are at pre-race, we ask the drivers a lot of times off the record if they have a car to win. The driver that I was going to pick said no. So guess what? I'm switching my pick for today. On my second pick for today, Ty Gibbs. He's very fast in the Cup Series and I believe in the Xfinity Series today. He knows his way around this racetrack. He starts third today. Ty Gibbs with the victory here at Circuit of the Americas.
He's going to need to know his way around because he had to go to the back of the pack to start this race for an unapproved adjustment.
I mean, Kyle Larson will fight their way from the back.
They can probably get it done. Let's go to Brett McMillan.
I'm going to go with a little bit of a surprise. A guy that's had two top seven finishes here, including a third back in 2022. I think Cole Custer is going to be the guy celebrating in victory lane.
All right, Cole Custer's pretty good road course racer. We'll see what he gets done today. 13 career victories coming in here as we're just about ready to crank it up, Mark.
Let's set the stages. The race distance, 46 laps, 156.86 miles. Stage 1 ends at lap 14, Stage 2 at lap 30, Stage 3 at lap 46. 16 laps in that final segment.
And the pace car pulling the field around two by two. It is a Toyota GR Supra here at Circuit of the Americas, and they'll be hitting the Geico restart zone, which is at the exit of turn 20, if we keep telling you, that is a hard left-hand turn. It's almost a 90-degree turn as the field snakes its way around here for the last time before we go green.
Jason Brownlow driving the pace car today, that Toyota for NASCAR. The starter is going to be Kyle Hicks. He's got that green flag ready to fly in the Focused Health 250.
And Brad Gilley, I believe the field's making its way in front of you as we get ready to crank this one up.
Yes, they are. A couple of Colic Racing teammates on the front row now that Kyle Larson had to drop to the back. Outside pole sitter Shane Van Gisbergen did select the outside, so he'll be restarting to driver's right. And on his inside is A.J. Allmendinger driving that car for Colic Racing here. The Toyota GR Super Pace car is hitting pit road. And, guys, they're about to be right back in front of you and get an anger on this racetrack.
All right, so the crowd on its feet here at Circuit of the Americas, the Focused Health 250 for the Xfinity Series about to get underway. Van Gisbergen and Allmendinger, green flag is out. Van Gisbergen gets a great shot out of the outside groove. Allmendinger falls back to the third spot. They're already four wide as they go by the start-finish line.
The signature turn one will get wild and crazy from the outset of this race to the inside of the racetrack as Shane Van Gisbergen. He's being challenged by Chandler Smith. He runs side-by-side with Van Gisbergen's teammate, A.J. Allmendinger, as they bend through turn two.
No surprise that Van Gisbergen gets out front as they drive into the pedestrian bridge here. Second place, Chandler Smith, as they go into turn number four, down to second gear. The field trying to get single file as they enter the S's. No big hangups or smoke coming off these cars. Coming to you in turn seven.
Van Gisbergen leads the way as he makes the setup for a left turn up turn seven. Now uphill, Chandler Smith in close pursuit. He got by A.J. Allmendinger as they go tight on that turn eight. Dirt flies everywhere. Van Gisbergen down the hill in the lead.
It's a good battle for second as A.J. Allmendinger wants it back. He'll poke a nose to the inside of Chandler Smith. They're about five car lengths behind Auckland, New Zealand's Shane Van Gisbergen, and Allmendinger will pull off that pass. Here comes Chandler Smith back to the inside. He'll try the crossover move, but Allmendinger has a nice run. It's Shane Van Gisbergen with an eight-car length advantage down the back straightaway for the first time.
The battle behind the leader is for second place. A.J. Allmendinger under attack by Chandler Smith. Smith will try to outbreak him into turn number 12. He gets to the inside of Allmendinger. He's going to make the pass. Can Allmendinger fight back on the outside? No, he'll go behind his bumper. Behind him, Sammy Smith, also in a battle with the 21 car of Austin Hill, but out front, SVG about five car lengths now as he heads down into turn number 15, sets up for this left-hander, and he'll lead as he heads right here to the Echo Park Bridge, turn number 16.
Big, long 180-degree turn in three segments, 16, 17, and 18.
Shane got a car going around out there, Brad Gilley. Looks like maybe Chandler Smith did a 360.
He got turned around, Doug. They were racing really hard off of turn number 15, turned around, got his car right, and he and the 21 were in a hard battle with each other. They've got it righted and back now.
All right, so one of the prominent cars here early on runs into problem, cost him a lot of territory. They'll come back to complete lap one. And on the point, it's Shane Van Gisbergen. A.J. Allmendinger rides in second, and it's a pretty good gap back to Sammy Smith in third.
At the end of the straightaway, they'll have to scrub off about 70 miles an hour of speed as they go from fourth down to third into second gear. In second gear, they'll make that 120-degree left-hander and then set up for turn number two. It's about a 70-degree bend to the right as they head downhill.
And it is downhill. And back up into third gear for Shane Van Gisbergen. That white and red number 97, two car lengths ahead of A.J. Allmendinger. And then it's a couple of seconds back to Stanley Smith. And Lucas in fourth, Sage Karam, as the leaders come through turn number six and under the bridge.
SVG taking it right now in the lead as he gets through, making the left to turn seven. And new challengers, A.J. Allmendinger, as he closes in here as they get into turn eight. They're trying to cut it as tight as possible. Again, the dirt flies everywhere. A.J. Allmendinger in close pursuit of SVG.
No doubt about it, Alan. He has carved it down to about three car lengths. These are Colic Racing teammates in Chevrolet. Shane Van Gisbergen gets to the corner first. A.J. Allmendinger hangs it all the way out to the right side of the racetrack. Almost had the right side Goodyear's in the grass. Trying to get the good angle through turn 11. Not close enough to make a pass. Those front two have a monster lead over the rest of the pack. Everything far from being decided for third on back, Pat Patterson, but it is Van Gisbergen and Allmendinger 1-2.
Yeah, Sammy Smith's got the third spot right now. Sage Karam about three car lengths back from him. A good battle. Justin Allgaier and Custer battling each other into turn 12. We'll watch them now try to make that left-hand corner. Allgaier to the inside. Now Custer works his way back to the outside.
sets up for turn number 13. It's Allgaier once again, side by side, door to door battle between those two. Up in front, Sammy Smith, also door to door, side by side with Sage Karam. They work off turn number 15 and head to the Echo Park Bridge.
Here come the leaders around the tower. Shane Van Gisbergen about three car lengths over A.J. Allmendinger. A huge gap to that battle for second. Sage Karam has it now. He's taking it away from Sammy Smith. Behind them, moving up into the fifth spot, Cole Custer. And behind them, heading into turn number 19, you've got Justin Allgaier. A lot of pressure coming from behind with Parker Kligerman.
John Hunter Nemechek has been posted. We'll try to find out what that's about. Here's Van Gisbergen now. We'll lead another lap. He and A.J. Allmendinger are over 3 seconds ahead of the new third-place car, Sage Karam. Then it's Smith, then Custer. Now here's Kligerman trying to drive to the inside of Justin Allgaier as they fight for six.
Justin Allgaier, the big mover from the drop of the green flag where he started back in the 15th position. He's raced his way up to fifth. He'll race side by side through turn number one. He's dicing right now with Parker Kligerman as they battle for position.
A couple of scrappy veterans there coming out of turn two and down the short chute into turn number three. It's Justin Allgaier who's tucked in behind Parker Kligerman there in about that seventh spot. Up front, it's still Shane Van Gisbergen.
A tight left into turn six, and then you make a left left in turn seven as Shane Van Gisbergen climbs the hill. A.J. Allmendinger gets a little close, and again, see the dirt coming up. Sage Karam in third, and it's Cole Custer trying to make a move into the top five.
Yeah, A.J. Allmendinger is using every inch of this racetrack. No surprise, because he is a veteran. The gap stays about the same down here in turn 11. It's Van Gisbergen by about three car lengths over his teammate of A.J. Allmendinger. Then it's Sage Karam, who's done a nice job. He's got that third spot by about two car lengths over Sammy Smith. And then Sammy Smith has a host of cars behind him. Cole Custer, Parker Kligerman, they're nose to tail, doing a little drafting. That's the battle for the fifth position as they are halfway down the back straightaway. Van Gisbergen already setting up for turn number 12.
Yeah, the first two basically are racing their own race with each other, but the good race is right behind them right now. Sage Karam at third spot, Sammy Smith, they all enter turn number 12. Then they are all locked together, less than a car length apiece as they battle into 13. Parker Kligerman, man on the move right now, tries to get under Cole Custer in turn number 13. He can't quite get it done, and now he will try to work him over in turn number 15, but some tight battles in that fifth spot, seventh spot, and eighth spot.
Leaders making their way around the observation tower, but again, that battle starts with third. That's where Sage Karam is. He's actually starting to pull away a little bit from Sammy Smith. Cole Custer has got around Parker Kligerman, but I'll tell you what, Parker Kligerman tapping his back bumper through turn number 18. They head down the short chute, set up for that left-hander of turn number 19. Cole Custer cuts it a little bit short. Parker Kligerman now looking to his inside and the top five.
Back to start finish line, it'll be Shane Van Gisbergen riding in second. About 10 car lengths back is going to be A.J. Allmendinger. Following up on John Hunter Nemechek, he cut turn four too close, got over the rumble strips, and that means a drive-through penalty for the driver of the 20 who had already been relegated to the back for unapproved adjustments on that car. Top five look like this: Shane Van Gisbergen, A.J. Allmendinger, Sage Karam, Sammy Smith, and Parker Kligerman.
This is NASCAR racer Michael Waltrip with Echo Park, the official used car of Speedway Motorsports. I'm inviting you to Echo Park's Coffee Cup Series. This NASCAR season, me and Echo Park will be arriving to the tracks early to meet fans over a cup of coffee and check out some of their cars. Plus, you can win a VIP ticket upgrade and ride in the pace car. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Talk about a whole new meaning to pre-race jitters. Echo Park, every car, happy owner.
The NASCAR season is here, and Toyota Racing is looking for clashers. Did you clash at the Coliseum with your favorite Toyota drivers? Clashing with the HOA who won't let you carve bell number 20 into your lawn? Or maybe your Tyler Reddick shirt clashed with your pants while meeting the in-laws? If you're a clasher, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
Is your insurance playbook too confusing? Make it easy. Switch to Geico and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today and get it started. From Circuit of the Americas, Austin, Texas, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
We're back at Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas for the Xfinity Series and the Focused Health 250. Shane Van Gisbergen and A.J. Allmendinger have left third place Sage Karam by 6.3 seconds. The man on the move, Doug, early on, Parker Kligerman, who last year had six top tens in eight road course races. He was third at Indy, also had a runner-up at Road America, so he's been pretty rock solid on the road courses. Shouldn't be a surprise he has worked his way into the top five.
We've had a couple of cars get turned around today very early on. Chandler Smith went for a little bit of a spin out on the racetrack, cost him a lot of track position. The Russian driver, Danny Kvyat, also did a loop around but didn't hit anything. And, Mark, that's one of the hallmarks of this track. You can spin out. You can get way out of whack, but a lot of times you got to really stretch before you get into something solid.
And, Doug, it takes a while for you to get a lap down, so usually you can get yourself back turned around in the right direction, up to speed, and still be on the lead lap. We mentioned that John Hunter Nemechek was penalized for evading the track limit, shall we say. He is 40 seconds behind now, riding in that 34th position.
But he's still on the lead lap. All the cars on the track right now, I think, are still on the lead lap. Problems for Sheldon Creed. We're going to track that down because he has really dropped off the pace and had to come on to pit road, so problems there for the driver of the 18 car who is trying to, you know, resurrect his career in a new location this year.
Also, keep an eye, Doug, third place Sage Karam, basically known for his IndyCar driving, but in 2023, fourth at Road America, so he's pretty racy when it comes to the Xfinity Series when you got to turn left and right.
You know, we're talking about the IndyCar crew. We'll check in with our resident IndyCar expert, Nick Gilman, in a minute after we talk to Wendy Venturini.
Sheldon Creed is having battery issues. He's trying to re-crank it right now. It looks like they are pushing him now behind pit wall, but a battery issue for Sheldon Creed early on here at Circuit of the Americas.
That's going to relegate Sheldon Creed to a miserable day here at the Circuit of the Americas. Nick Yeoman, Sage Karam putting on a nice show here in a car with fenders.
Yeah, he's done a really nice job, I think, in selective starts running in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. He's a former Indianapolis 500 Rookie of the Year. If I won a championship in the Indy Next, formerly the Indy Lights Series, so no surprise to see him running well. He's really starting to come along and, you know, kind of chasing a guy like A.J. Allmendinger, who spent a lot of time in open wheel racing as well. So Sage pretty comfortable right now in that third spot. That's a good run for that Sam Hunt Racing team.
All right, we appreciate the loan from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network of Nick Gilman.
Yeah, Nick's there to help us out with those guys without fenders, for sure. By the way, Kyle Larson, after starting in the back, he won the pole position if he just joined us, but they found a cracked rotor, which is a big deal, Doug. Before the race, he had to go to the back. That was the bad news. Good news, it didn't happen during the race, and Kyle Larson has already chopped his way up from the very back of the pack to the 16th position.
Ty Gibbs has also made a nice jump, Mark, up to the pack. He had to go to the back for an electrical problem, and he's already fought his way back up to 11th.
Yeah, keep an eye on him. Very, very fast on the road courses. And Doug, this guy, I think he's oozing with confidence. He's on a hot streak on the Cup Series, really getting it done. Led a lot of laps last week at Phoenix, made a run at winning that race. It shouldn't be too long before we see Ty Gibbs in victory lane over there on the Cup side.
This first stage is a pretty short one. It's only 14 laps, and we've already got five in the books. They'll be coming around at back on lap number six here momentarily. It doesn't take them long to get really strung out around this race course too, Mark. And the two leaders that
have scooted away a little bit as Van Giersbergen and A.J. Allmendinger flash down the front stretch and head back up to turn one.
And you got to believe, Doug, that when we get toward the end of the stage, A.J. Allmendinger is going to quit being comfortable riding behind young teammate Van Giersbergen. He's going to want this stage win, just two car lengths of separation. They make their way down the hill, exiting turn one. We'll set up for turn two.
Looks like they're running identical laps there. Keep in mind, they are both full-time in this series. They're not interlopers here, so both of them want to win that stage to get that playoff point. They go up and down the hill, down to second gear, turn four, then through turn five, and then they slip through turn six with a several-second advantage on third-place Sage Karam.
SVG and AJ in their own zip code right now as SVG makes the left turn and goes up this hill toward turn eight. And turn eight, more drivers are getting more and more courageous, and it's kicking more and more dirt up there, making it dirty. But SVG, A.J. Allmendinger going down toward Nicky Oman.
Yeah, and you can see some of that dirt that's kicked up all the way down here in turn 11, where it's being kicked up in front of Allen. That is how aggressive these drivers are, and A.J. Allmendinger is starting to turn it up just a bit. It's been a three- or four-car length disadvantage the last several laps. Now he's got it down to a car length and a half. Both of those drivers exit turn number 11, that short left-handed corner. Now they'll do a little drafting down that long back straightaway. Pat, not sure AJ's close enough to make a pass, but he is certainly making Shane Van Giersbergen work for it early on.
Keeping him honest right now as they work their way over here to turn 12, that hard left-hander. Got my eye on Ty Gibbs. You guys were just talking about him. He is moving up quickly as he gets midway down the backstretch now and heads to turn 12. He's going to look to make another pass, and he's going to easily pick off another car. One of the fastest cars on the racetrack right now is that 19 of Ty Gibbs as he's facing off against Sam Mayer. They go door-to-door with each other right now into turn 13. Works hard. Now Gibbs will take that spot away. Justin Allgaier right in the middle of that as well. Parker Retzlaff, he got around both of them. Retzlaff is relegated back to spot. Good racing here, Brad, amongst this group.
Yeah, this is at the back of the top 10, but as Pat mentioned, Ty Gibbs really working his way through the field. He's got a little bit of a gap before he gets to the next car line. That's going to be Austin Hill. Meanwhile, the two leaders, A.J. Allmendinger, just two car lengths off the back bumper of Shane Van Giersbergen.
Allmendinger is not letting him go away. Seven laps down, seven to go here in stage one. We pick up Parker Kligerman, who's now moved into third ahead of Sage Karam. Then you have Sammy Smith, and here's Custer getting worn out by Austin Hill. Then Ty Gibbs as worked by Sam Mayer. Mayer had just passed Justin Allgaier. They're back in one.
Van Giersbergen and Allmendinger full straightaway ahead of this three-car tussle for the third position. Most recently now occupied by that driver of the 48 orange and white car. That's Parker Kligerman as he is really hustling down the short chute.
Hey, great at those road courses is Kligerman as he goes through turn three and turn four down to second gear, making the left turn into turn number five and six there. But he's got about a car length space to Sage Karam as they battle there in the back of the top five.
Looking here at turn eight, A.J. Allmendinger makes the most progress going into that slow, dirty turn eight as now Parker Kligerman looks to do the same and put a gap on Sage Karam, Sammy Smith, and Cole Custer.
That disadvantage for the lead stays at about a car length. Actually, A.J. Allmendinger is going to take a peek to the inside. Shane Van Giersbergen ran a little wide at the exit of the corner. He'll hold off Allmendinger as they're back out onto the back straightaway. As for that battle, third, fourth, and fifth, Parker Kligerman. He's opened up about a four-car length advantage over Sage Karam. Then it's Sammy Smith up and over the rumble strips. He's trying to run down Karam to wrestle away that fourth spot.
Yeah, Smith's got a long way to go to catch Karam. And right behind him, a good battle still going on as we watch Cole Custer under attack by Austin Hill, who's proven himself to be a solid road racer. Meanwhile, up front, A.J. Allmendinger is right on the bumper of SVG. They work through 13, head to 14, down to 15 here. Allmendinger looking racy, showing him a big big mirror there as he looks back as they head to the bridge here. Maybe some action up front, Brad.
This is about as close a challenge as Shane Van Giersbergen has had so far. It comes from his teammate A.J. Allmendinger. A little more than halfway through stage one. We'll see here in just a few laps whether or not they do go for the stage points. SVG now down the hill into turn number 19. Big left-hand turn. He's able to gain just a little bit on A.J. Allmendinger in this section before the final left-hand corner.
So we'll get a pretty good battle for the lead here, so we'll stick this out for at least one more lap around this 3.4-mile course. Shane Van Giersbergen, I'm going to call it three car lengths back to second place running A.J. Allmendinger. It's 8 seconds back to third place Parker Kligerman.
It has appeared in turn number one that Van Giersbergen has worked harder getting through this into the racetrack than has Allmendinger. AJ now going downhill and heading to turn number two, just a couple of car lengths back.
Gravity pushing him toward Van Gisbergen, but that's pulling Van Gisbergen along as SVG goes into turn number three, gets right over the rumble strips, right in between those two tires, and perfectly legal. They go through four and five, still about a car length difference there as the leaders have a zip code over third place Parker Kligerman.
Turn six seems like such an advantage for SVG as they make the turn and then go up the hill, but it's this slow speeds of turn eight that AJ Allmendinger closes in within one car length, and then it's accelerating again for SVG as they go back down the hill.
Both of these drivers are world-class road racers, but where A.J. Allmendinger has the advantage longer into a run, he's got a lot more laps on Goodyear tires and knows how to manage those, and that's why he's starting to put the pressure on Shane Van Gisbergen. Again, those two college Chevrolets, nose to tail at the exit of turn number 11. Allmendinger's going to have to fight about three more car lengths as things tighten up behind, albeit a couple football fields behind the race leaders, Pat.
Yeah, Allmendinger now, once again, will carry as much speed as he possibly can down here to turn number 12 at Van Gisbergen, and that he get together with about a car length and a half separation. They make that hard left-hand corner, let the cars drift over to the right, now back out to the left as they set up for 13. Van Gisbergen again with about a car length and a half lead, back over to the right now as they set up for the turn number 15. Allmendinger is staying right with him, is not in a position to make a pass though.
And these top two have stretched out a huge lead over third place driver Parker Kligerman. Now they set up for 180 degrees of three right-hand corners. Shane Van Gisbergen about a car length and a half in front of A.J. Allmendinger on new asphalt now, hard in the gas, heading downhill. They'll set it up for a left-hand corner. SVG cuts that one a little bit tight. A.J. Allmendinger shoots a little bit wider as they head back uphill to the final corner.
I think both of these drivers not wanting to wear their stuff out too early here. We're still in stage one as we'll complete nine laps when they cross the start-finish line this time. Those two have broken away from the field a full 9 seconds ahead of the third-place running car, Parker Kligerman. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll give you a full field rundown here at Circuit of the Americas.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-748-0593. 800-748-0593. 800-748-0593. That's 800-748-0593.
We've got a change for the lead, Nick Yeoman.
And it happened in turn number 10, which is surprising because that is a high-commitment left-handed downhill corner. A.J. Allmendinger got to the inside. He ran side-by-side with Shane Van Gisbergen and cleared him down here in turn 11. So brand-new race leader, and it's A.J. Allmendinger.
Yeah, we're watching, though, Van Gisbergen not giving A.J. any room to operate here in terms of keeping him very tight and very honest into turn number 15, calling a car length and a half now. Van Gisbergen following A.J. Allmendinger as they head for the Echo Park Bridge.
Big, long 180-degree turn here around the observation deck at Circuit of the Americas. A.J. Allmendinger now slightly pulling away from teammate Shane Van Gisbergen. They're going to head down the hill before they hit the left-hander of turn number 19. Now A.J. Allmendinger looks like he's able to get back in the gas quicker. Sets up for that left-hander. They head back up to the hill for the final turn.
A.J. Allmendinger into turn 20 this time. As the race leader, we will see what happens here. Allmendinger will pull Shane Van Gisbergen down the front stretch. They will forego making a pit stop this time. We owe our stations a local break. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes
to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw. And 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
Another track limit violation for Ty Gibbs. He was running eighth, a pass-through. He's now in the 16th position trying to battle his way back again.
But he's got a very fast car, Mark. Before that happened, I heard you tell me he's turning the fastest laps out there. So you're not going to go a lap down here on a pass-through. It did cost him several spots on the racetrack, but it's not a permanent marker type situation.
Last lap, Doug, Sam Mayer, even though he had a little bit of damage to his fender, ran a very fast lap. Austin Hill listed as the fastest lap. And again, right out front, A.J. Allmendinger, Van Gisbergen still with him. Kligerman now has moved into the third spot. That's the good news for Parker. The bad news, 10.2 seconds. They can't even see Allmendinger and Van Gisbergen. When they come out of turn 20, those guys are almost 7/10 of a mile ahead up in turn number one.
And right now, the leaders flash by us. Once again, it's A.J. Allmendinger, Shane Van Gisbergen, about 10 car lengths back as we're anticipating some green flag pit stops coming up here in the next lap or so. Kligerman flashes by us in his bright orange and white car. And Austin Hill's having a pretty nice run, Mark. He's up to six.
He is, Doug. And as they go by the start-finish line, now three to go. And don't they close pit road with two to go? So they'll have to try to sneak in. Let's go to Heather DeBow. We have a few cars now heading down the pit lane.
Yes, Justin Allgaier being one of them, complaining that he's lacking rear lateral grip with no forward drive. So an adjustment for the 7, also in the 17 of Kyle Larson. He did have to start from the rear of the field, but so far he is happy with that race car. Also reporting that the grip is getting better on track. Brett McMillan.
Cole Custer is in. He needs more lateral grip. He's getting a four-tire change. He also got a track bar adjustment, major adjustment for him there. Finishing up with a four-tire change, 15.3 seconds for him. Jesse Love also, he needed some help in 19 and 20. He stalls the car as he's getting ready to leave. Finally gets it refired and heads out.
You know, Mark, I'm thinking A.J. Allmendinger wants to stay out, get that point here, and Shane Van Gisbergen needs to stack up some points, too. He's kind of off to a hiccup of a start this year. Down to Brett McMillan.
Chandler Smith is in. A little bit of trouble on the right side, getting those tires off. Finally, they are off. Remember, he spun early in the race, so he's in now and getting that taken care of. Also in is the number 20 car, John Hunter Nemechek. He's had a rough first stage. He finally gets things going.
So again, let's go to Wendy Venturini.
Josh Williams was just leaving pit road. It was four tires. He was feeling free, especially on the left-handed turns. Keep in mind, Josh Williams hadn't had a single lap this weekend until the green flag due to the birth of his daughter, Etta Lynn. Also on pit road, Ty Gibbs, who had a pass-through penalty just at lap 9, coming through at lap 11 with four tires fuel and a slight air pressure adjustment. Also on pit road was Brandon Jones for four tire and Sunoco fuel.
And a couple of penalties being handed out here. Ed Jones gets one for speeding on pit road, so that's going to back him up another little bit here. The only driver in the field from the United Arab Emirates, by the way. We have a little bit of international flavor. Now we see A.J. Allmendinger and Shane Van Gisbergen easing their way down the pit road. Let's go to Brett McMillan.
And Shane Van Gisbergen's crew is waiting for him to arrive. Pretty happy with the car. Said he's just a little bit loose in the turns. Let's go ahead while we're waiting for him. And nope, here he is. He pulls into the pits. Cruiser around to the right side. Everything going smooth so far for SVG. A little bit of trouble on the right side. Finally, they're back around to the left side, jacking up the left side tires, filling up with Sunoco fuel, getting ready to send him back out. A pretty smooth stop after they got around to the right side. 16.2 seconds, Wendy Venturini.
A lengthy, lengthy stop for A.J. Allmendinger and the 16 team. They went for fuel, four tires and fuel, but they had trouble on the left-hand side, causing a little bit longer stop for A.J. Allmendinger.
Interesting strategy move, Doug. They will give up the stage points and potential stage win to put themselves in better position later on to win. Let's go back to Brett McMillan.
Yeah, after SVG left his pit stall, he stalled out the car, probably took a
All right, we'll check back in with Brett McMillan here in just a moment as we're about ready to put the wraps on this stage. It'll be two to go. It'll be one to go when they actually come back to the start-finish line this time. And Parker Kligerman being scored as the race leader, Mark. So he's going to roll it and try to stay out here and grab this stage.
That would be a big deal for Parker, the playoff point potentially. If he gets into the playoff, of course, the 10 points. And as you talked about, Doug, they could use him for sure. Let's go back to Brett McMillan.
Yeah, after SVG finished his pit stop, he stalled it as he was pulling back out onto the pit road exit. About 6 seconds or so it took him to get that car refired, so that cost him some serious track position.
And the leader right now is Parker Kligerman in that number 48 machine as he's cruising around. He should be, I think, right in front of Doug Turnbull.
Actually, Kligerman's over here right in front of me, Doug, as he's headed to 16. Kligerman will clear the Echo Park Bridge and head back into the view of Brad Gilley.
Kligerman now coming around the observation tower here. He's got a pretty good gap right now on Sammy Smith, who's running in second place, followed by Sage Karam. Parker Kligerman now on that new asphalt, the short chute between turns 18 and 19. He makes that second to the last left turn before heading back up the hill toward the final corner in front of you, Doug and Mark.
So as he works his way out of turn 20, Parker Kligerman looking to win his first stage in 2024. He's got the spiked light coolers machine now in the wind, crosses the start-finish line, heads to turn one with about a 20-car length advantage.
Parker Kligerman started outside row sixth in the 12th position, but he steadily made his way one position at a time up to the third spot under green. Now it looks like he's going to easily win stage one if he can just keep it between the lines, Doug.
It certainly looks that way with a big advantage, and Kligerman said this season that a big goal for him was to bank stage points and help him with the playoff standings, and he certainly has a big advantage here in stage one. As he gets through turn five, he's got about a 3 or 4 second lead over second place Sammy Smith. Kligerman now goes under the Toyota Bridge.
Kligerman making that left in position to get the stage point as he makes the left turn up the hill and into turn eight, which has become so dirtier and dirtier as this race goes on. Kligerman nearly dirt tracking it as Sammy Smith is in pursuit. Sage Karam trying to get the eighth car of Sammy Smith. Won't do it here as they head down the hill.
Yeah, he may not have had the pace of A.J. Allmendinger and Shane Van Gisbergen, but Parker Kligerman certainly looks like he's going to be a player today, shooting his way to the third spot in this race before the pit stop started. That tangerine and pearl white car for Big Machine Racing is on the back straightaway. It's Parker Kligerman, the driver from Connecticut, looking for a stage win. Pat Patterson with a handful of corners ago.
That wide open now. Heads back down through the gearbox. Kligerman as he approaches turn number 12 behind him. That battle for seconds a little closer as we see Sammy Smith trying to hold on to that right now. Sage Karam right in that with him as they work up their way uphill to turn 13. Here's the leader, Parker Kligerman, around 13. Pulls the steering wheel over to the right, hits the rumble strips, heads down here to turn number 15. About three car lengths separate second and third, Brad Gilley, as they head to the bridge.
Parker Kligerman and this Big Machine Racing team did qualify for the postseason in 2023. Certainly hoping to do it again, and it looks like they're going to have an extra playoffs point to be able to take there with him. Parker Kligerman now heads down the hill, the short chute, setting up for the left-hander of turn number 19. Very smooth. Absolutely no pressure behind him. In fact, he even keeps it on the racetrack before he heads up to that final turn.
Parker Kligerman in clean air right now. He will come back to the start-finish line and claim victory in stage one here. It's going to be a battle for the runner-up spot as they dash back down this front stretch here, but give it to Sammy Smith as he holds off the charge of Sage Karam. Parker Retzlaff will come in fourth here. Looks like Riley Herbst will grab the fifth spot. Austin Hill to sixth. Seventh will be Alex LeBay. A.J. Allmendinger, eighth. Ninth will be Josh Balicki. Shane Van Gisbergen rounds out the top ten here at the conclusion of Stage 1 and the Focused Health 250.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy happiness. But money did buy your boat, where you find peace fishing, unlike at home with three teenage daughters. Because fish never argue about who stole whose crop top or get mad the other fish used up all the hot water. No, they just swim around. Never embarrassed to be seen with you in public. So save money by bundling your boat or RV insurance with home or auto from Progressive. And buy more happiness, or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
The NASCAR season is here and Toyota Racing is looking for clashers. Did you clash at the Coliseum with your favorite Toyota drivers? Clashing with the HOA who won't let you carve bell number 20 into your lawn? Or maybe your Tyler Reddick shirt clashed with your pants while meeting the in-laws? If you're a clasher, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
Why wait until the race is over to do a victory lap? This is Las Vegas, and in Las Vegas, it's all about how you celebrate. NASCAR fans, start your engines at visitlasvegas.com. That's visitlasvegas.com. Parker Kligerman has grabbed his first stage win of 2024, grabbing the opening stage of the Focused Health 250. He is the fifth different stage winner in the opening five races. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
First caution of the day for the conclusion of stage one, 14 laps in. Parker Kligerman takes stage one. Alan Cavana, we're hearing a lot about dirt being kicked up on the course. I think it's out near where you're stationed.
Right where I'm staring right now in turn eight. It's an interesting domino effect that's going on because there's a big advantage.